This is the Wednesday Morning Zine. Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. In January of 2012, the city of Cortez was awarded a Heart and Soul Community Planning Grant from the Orton Family Foundation. Since then, Cortez Heart and Soul has been reaching out to the Cortez community to identify the heart and soul of Cortez. The city will use the values and ideas defined by the community during this process so that future decisions and planning efforts in Cortez are made in harmony with the character of the community. The next event in the Heart and Soul process is The Peak, a meeting this Saturday, February 22nd, from 11 to 3 at the Cortez Rec Center, where the public is invited to participate in crafting a community action plan for Cortez. Joining me this morning to talk about Heart and Soul is Rocky Moss, project coordinator for Cortez Heart and Soul, and Kirsten Sackett. She's the director of planning and building here in Cortez. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So we're 2 years into the Heart and Soul process right now. Kirsten, describe a little bit where the process is right now.
You know, we're really in the final phases of the project. It was a two-year grant, and so originally it was supposed to end in December. But we've been doing a lot of work in reaching out to the community, looking for values, and we've extended the grant through April. So there are four phases to the project. It begins with laying the groundwork, and that's really deciding what you're going to do and how to move forward. We created our awesome CAT team of volunteers in the community. The second phase is explore your community, and that's where we reached out and asked people, what do you love about this area? What would you like to improve? And we spent a good year and a half on that phase alone. And now we're in choose your future. We've held a few meetings, we called them base camp meetings, where we really talked about the values and what were some of the action items that we could work on as a community to make sure the values stay. And so what we're going to be doing at the peak is really finalizing choose your future. The final phase is walk the talk. That's where we actually begin implementation. So we're in the final phases, and there's a lot of really cool and exciting things coming up for us.
Is there going to be like a planning document that will ultimately come from all of this? Is that the ultimate product of this process?
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be something that the city will kind of administer, but other groups need to take on pieces of it as well. So what we're going to do at this peak meeting is create something called a community action plan. And there'll be several different items that we come up with, like how to work on something that might pertain to government, but maybe education or nonprofits. So we come up with ways to improve the area or maintain and preserve our values. But at this meeting, we will identify what groups need to take on what tasks. And it may not all be the city government. It might be the school district we need to hand something to, or the local businesses maybe need to take on something, or the nonprofits. So we'll have this community action plan, but also at the same time, I'm working on our land use code document, and we are working on ways to find, making sure that the values we've identified are in alignment with our land use code. And that's what drives development in Cortez. When somebody comes and says, hey, I want to build a new building, I look at the land use code and I say, this is the process you've got to follow. But we want to instill our values into that. So I've got some grad students from the University of Colorado working on that. And then I'll be holding neighborhood meetings too. I mean, we've got a lot more going on. But after this peak, I'll be going out to neighborhoods and talking with them about, for your neighborhood, what do you value and what does that mean for development in the future?
So you could actually see some changes to the land use code developing out of this process.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the key goals for when we got the grant. There was five goals that we set, and that was one of them. Have a values-based land use code, and I'm not going to let that go.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guests are Kirsten Sackett. She's the Director of Planning and Building in Cortez. And also joining me is Rocky Moss. She's the Project Coordinator for Cortez Heart and Soul. Rocky, throughout this process, you guys have heard a lot from this community. What are some of the things that you've learned, or what are sort of some of the kind of themes that are emerging from the process right now?
Well, like Kirsten was talking about, we've reached out. We've gathered values from people, and we do have some major categories of things that we've grouped things in that people all seem to love, not just love, but that they identify with as what we are in our community, a part of our identity. I'm just going to read down the list of them. The major ones are agriculture, business, an accepting, supportive community, our small town feel. That's kind of a hard, I'm using air quotes when I say small town. Our home families, church families, diversity in our cultural heritage. Education is a big one. The library, recreation, and community activities, including our rec center and our location, setting, and surroundings. And some of these seem a little strange, as in, you know, how do we change, or how do we, location, setting, and surroundings. You know, what can you do around that? Well, I think the more important thing there is that people are identifying, it's not exactly okay, we love these things and we want to preserve them, nurture them, and we want them to be here in the future for future generations of Cortesians. But also people are kind of discovering who they are, what they love, and helping build that community identity that's so important. We've heard from a lot of people who've been here a long time. One of our interviews was with Dottie Waite, and she identified in her interview that Cortez has a little bit of an identity issue, an identity problem. We don't really have one. So the bigger thing that this is doing, maybe on that level, is helping us create that community identity that we can all embrace and that we can all feel very proud of, because there's a lot around here that we should be very proud of. So I can't remember what you asked me.
Oh, that's okay. You answered quite well,
okay.
Rocky.
Great.
How are you feeling about the participation in this process? Do you feel like you've heard the voices of Cortez throughout this, or are there still more people to hear from?
Well, that was one of the things that we really struggled with, and I've actually spent a lot of time thinking about that. We did so much outreach to areas in town of what would be considered underrepresented or people who don't typically come out and participate in things like this. And a lot of that may be just practicality. One of your own employees, Melissa Batron, we had interviewed her last year, a couple years ago, and she made a point that people around here will cobble together 2-3 jobs just to make a living to live here. Well, people are really busy, so we strive to get out in the community. We had neighborhood block parties all over town in every single area. We mapped it out, and we did it very consciously. You know, we want to hit these areas. So, but then again, you still feel like you're not getting everyone. We have a youth contingent, a group of youth who are very active. We could have more. You know, I mean, we are trying to hit all the different areas of all of our representation, our demographics in this town. We could have more, but I think that's always the case in anything that I've ever worked in a some kind of project like this. You know, you just can't always get everyone. If there's anyone out there who feels like they haven't had a chance to really get their voice heard, I encourage them to come Saturday, because we are still taking input at that time. We've got action items people have created over the last 2 years, but if you have one that's not on that board, we want to hear it Saturday. And if you can't get there Saturday, then you can go to our website and email us. We have an input form.
And let me just point out real quickly that we don't want people to think like, once this meeting is over, your voice no longer matters. We want heart and soul to continue to exist in the community and continue to have our CAT team and people working for the community and finding ways to benefit everybody. And that's one of the goals of heart and soul, is like, oh, just because of Granite, we're done. We don't care what you have to say anymore. No, we still will care, and we're going to find ways to continue this process.
Yeah, and on that note, too, I think that what this has done is maybe for the people who've been pretty active and even just come to a few, they're starting to realize that, yeah, there's an engagement process, but the onus isn't entirely on the organization to reach out. There's an onus on the individual in the community to reach out and play a part in making the direction of their community go the way they want. So that is going to continue, and I hope that that will continue and thrive. Our city council is completely behind this, city administration, in trying to engage the community, and I think that's an important piece to note, is that this is a two-way thing. We have to, people who are entrusted in governing for you in that level, in that position of doing, you know, the business of the community, they're in a position, but you are also in a position of responsibility as a community member to come out and participate in that process.
This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about the Cortez Heart and Soul Project with Rocky Moss. She's the project coordinator for Cortez Heart and Soul. And also joining me is Kirsten Sackett. She's the director of planning and building here in Cortez. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about the Cortez Heart and Soul Project that's going on with Rocky Moss. She's the project coordinator for Cortez Heart and Soul. And Kirsten Sackett is also here. She's the director of planning and building in Cortez. Rocky, let's talk a little bit about what's happening at your this meeting. It's called The Peak. And Kirsten was mentioning earlier, you've had some base camp meetings, and I love this kind of imagery of sort of climbing this mountain. Now you're at the peak. So what happens at the peak? Do you just, is it a big celebration? What's going to happen?
Well, yeah, kind of, a little bit. I guess it is a celebration, but the base camps were to suss out those action items. And now at the peak, what we're going to be doing Saturday is taking those action items and with some professionally facilitated exercises, which are always good, so that you're all on point, we're going to be placing those on a timeline, immediate future, 2 to 3 years, up 5 years, of things that we'd like to see happening over that in all of these different value categories. And we're going to have the community who shows up into put into groups, and we're going to do kind of a world cafe and go through each of these areas and have people put things on the up on the plan, and then other groups will come through and maybe make changes and discuss it some more. So at the end of that, then we'll all get together and discuss it. What's going to come out of this is a community action plan that we'll be drafting up as recommendations for these different areas that are drivers for this kind of change. Just in the basics of this event, it's at 11 o'clock on Saturday at the Montezuma County Annex. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
So because we've had a lot of them all over, but the Annex seems to be the best place for us to do something this large scale. So it's at the Annex, which is on Chestnut and Montezuma, I believe.
I think that's right. Yeah.
11 a.m. show up. You'll be listening to Mo from the Motones. You'll be listening to him today after this, too. But
about 10 minutes.
Yeah, he'll be playing for about an hour. As people come in, we're going to have a very hearty brunch. We'll have food there, and we'll let people settle, mingle, listen to some music. And about 11:45, we'll kick off the work. And it's not really work. I mean, we call it work. It is work. But we're, you know, people are going to be with their neighbors making these decisions together about what makes sense for us. We're going to have some door prizes, so there will be that. Our grand prize at the end of the event, we'll be giving away 2 tickets to Montezuma's Table, the movable feast that I believe Pepperheads, Stonefish, and The Farm sponsor every year, and that benefits the nest. And anyway, and we'll, so it will be. It'll be a pretty long afternoon, but believe me, it will be. It will go by fast. You'll see.
And so. is this the last real meeting in this process? Are you going to have any more public meetings? So is this the last chance for people to kind of see each other as part of this process, Kirsten?
Not necessarily the last chance. It's the last big community summit meeting. But as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be holding some neighborhood meetings as well, getting people out to talk about, you know, how they want development to occur in their own neighborhoods. But values will always be part of that. We always want to hear what people have to say. And we're going to have opportunities for people to participate on the internet. We have a new website we're going to be launching at the peak. It's a Mind Mixer website, and it's really an online community engagement tool developed by planners in the field that realize that, you know what, we can't just plan in a vacuum. We need to hear from folks out there. So we're going to create other opportunities for folks.
And will there be like a draft document at some point that you'll put out to the community for people to give feedback to?
Absolutely. We don't want people to go away from the meeting and never see the written document, but we will get that out on our Heart and Soul website. I would say within a month.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be too long. If it's sooner, that's great. But we want people to realize that their voices were heard and they went into the action plan, and we want to make it part of, you know, decision-making processes for the city of Cortez and for other entities as they move forward.
Right.
It seems like participation is really the key right now for you guys, and to really get those voices that maybe haven't been heard. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. Rocky, as you're going out into the community, how are you encouraging people to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm kind of spreading that thing I'm talking about, that, you know, things, if you have ideas about this community, if you have big dreams about this community, there's also an action step on your part, and that part is just to make sure someone knows about that. And so that's kind of what I tell people as I talk to them about this, that, you know, participating in this, even if you only come to one of our events, or we have had people just come to one of our events, but that visit by them, we heard from them. We heard their ideas. We heard things that they, you know, wish would change around here, and we've captured that. And so that's very important. I mean, that's where change and that's where things start, is by identifying them, capturing them, and keeping them and moving it forward. So I think that's how I've been encouraging people. We haven't had that many small events lately to get out and really recruit people except for our base camps. So a lot of that work was done from the very first year of the grant.
Are you looking for people, just people who live here in Cortez? Is that kind of the limits of who you're looking for?
No, we didn't set those limits. Actually, our community advisory team, the CAT, actually made that decision consciously at the very beginning of the grant that, yes, Cortez is the grant recipient. However, our community, and I know this is an idea that's spreading around here, is not just Cortez. We have people who live in Mancos, Dolores, in Montezuma County as a whole, who shop here. This is a county hub. They have a vested interest in what happens here in this community in Cortez. So, no, we have a lot of people who are participating from different areas of the community. So it's open to everyone because this community, it's the hub. And we all have a vested interest in it. So, yeah, it's our entire community-wide thing.
Kirsten, any other final words to just put out there in terms of encouraging people from across Montezuma County to be a part of this PEAK event that's happening on Saturday?
Well, we just want people to know that their voice really does matter. And I know that this has been a long process, you know, over 2 years. And some people may have gotten a little bit, you know, bored with the process. Like, well, really? When are you going to get moving forward? Well, now this is the time when things are coming to fruition. You know, we're actually creating this community action plan. We're moving forward with it. And it's a very exciting time for us. Heart and Soul is really about hearing your voice and knowing that people are listening, your elected officials, and then just one another. Hearing from one another, each other's stories is very important. So please come out and participate, and we'd just love to hear from you.
Rocky, can you give the details on the event just one more time?
Absolutely. It's Saturday, this Saturday, February 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And it will be at the Community Annex at Chestnut and Montezuma. And we hope to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here this morning. It's important work you guys are doing.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.